guys, so I'm back today with another episode. I'm going on to you guys to make a brief episode. This will be like in two parts. I'm going to try to make it all this morning, but if I can't make it all today, I'll make the second part this afternoon. But the first part is going to be about why I haven't really been on here and what's been going on with me. I'm not going to tell everything because some things I'm just not ready to discuss because I'm still trying to figure it all out. But this first part is going to be about like basically my depression and just what's going on with me. So I feel like bad because I want to give you guys the best podcast ever, but I haven't been recording lately because I've been so depressed. I haven't been able to really do much. I just been staying to myself. I don't really leave the house as much unless I'm going to work or like to my aunt's house or like I have to go to the store or something. I haven't been talking to anybody on my phone. I've decided to stop going to therapy because I don't even want to talk to my therapist anymore about anything going on in my life. So it's so many things that are happening that I'm trying to just push through. And honestly, last week I took Thursday and Friday off because I just couldn't handle being at work anymore. I needed a break from my job. So my initial reaction was, okay, Sherelle, just take some time off. And that's what I did. I took 2 days off just so I could just be away from work. It's sad that I've gotten like this, but I don't know honestly what else to do, to be real with you guys. Like, I have, you know, tried to pull through. I've tried to be strong. I've tried so many things, and I just feel like nothing really gets better. It just kind of stays the same, and I don't know what else to do right now. It's just a lot of things I'm still battling in my personal life. I'm trying to heal. I'm trying to get better. And honestly, it just seems like nothing right now is just getting better for me. I'm super stressed out every day because of my job. My job is one of the reasons I'm stressed because I'm not happy there. I went there super happy, so glad to help people with mental health. And I thought it was this great idea because me dealing with mental health myself, I thought I could help others. It worked for a while, but now I'm just miserable. I'm not happy working there. It's just a lot of things going on there. My boss, dealing with my boss and my supervisor and all these people, I feel like they're trying to fire me. Like, no matter what I do, you guys, it's like any little thing I do, I'm getting an email like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? It's like every little thing, I'm being monitored. They'll come to my office and like pull me out just to have a conversation. It's like no matter what I do, people around the job, they'll tell on you for any little thing to try to get you fired. You can't trust anybody but yourself, literally, because people are ruthless at my job. We got bought out by a new company, and ever since then, it's like they treat us like crap. My boss is pretty much like not my supervisor, but my big boss over top of the whole company, or over top of us, the director lady. She's literally trying to like get rid of everybody and put in all these new people, like especially in my intake department. She literally is trying to get rid of us one by one, and she's replacing us with all these new people. And it's crazy, you guys, like literally. And I feel like they're trying to fire me because every little thing I do, they keep coming at me. Like, I swear to you guys, last week I thought she was gonna fire me. She came in my office with a folder, and it was like a he say she say thing. One of the managers there, who's not even my manager, she manages the front desk staff. I came to work at a certain time, and she tells my boss, oh, this is what time Sherelle came to work, blah, blah, blah. So my boss comes to my office like an hour after I clock in, like, what are you doing, and blah, blah, blah. And like, oh, she said you were here. She said you came to work at this time, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what in the heck? This is he say, she say. I guess trying to say I was cheating company time or something. And I'm like, why would I cheat company time? Why would I risk losing my job? Like, are you guys kidding me? It was crazy. And it was this huge thing, you guys, literally. And I was like, and I told her, I was like, why would I cheat company time? Like, why would I risk going to jail? Why would I risk losing my job? I'm not stupid. And I'm going to be real with you guys. At my old job, at the doctor's office, at the pain management facility, the girls there would always cheat time. And they never got caught until, like, later on. they finally got caught. My doctor was like, you can't clock in if you're not here. But I would never do anything like that. I'm not stupid for one and two. Why would I cheat company time? And I told my boss that. I was like, it's he say, she say. I was like, you can feel how you feel. And I said, literally, I told her, you can feel how you feel. I mean, what do you want me to do? It's this lady's word against mine, and she's lying on me, and y'all are believing it. So then my boss was like, okay, well, then my boss just let it go or whatever. And I was like, whatever. And I just went back to my office. But I'm like, she literally tried to get me fired. Like, why would you try to get me fired? Like, literally. And I believe that's why she had that folder in her hand. Because she was going to basically make me sign it to terminate me. Over he say, she say, you guys. So, it's just a lot of drama at my job. And then the other day, like, before my vacation, I got into an argument with my supervisor. She literally was going back and forth with me over something stupid. So, I don't like to argue through email. And I'm always nice and cordial through email, but for some reason, I snapped that day, and I did get smart back with her, because I'm tired of being bullied and picked on every single day. So that situation happened, and she finally just caved and was like, okay, I'm glad we resolved it. We didn't resolve anything. You literally were arguing back and forth with me. I'm your employee. You're my supervisor, but you're arguing in an email with me. Mind you, we're arguing with she put the two head people of the company in our email, so she's arguing back and forth with me. I'm like, that looks unprofessional on your part. You're the supervisor. Why are you arguing with me? You could have easily had this conversation with me one-on-one or whatever. But it was just a mess. So I was like, whatever. I told my mom, look, I'm just fed up with this whole facility. So right now I'm still looking for another job. You guys know I've been looking for another job for like a month so far. And one interview I did like a week ago, they're supposed to call me back, I think sometime this week or the week after. I had an interview at this dermatologist place. They're supposed to call me back for an in-person interview. I'm supposed to have an in-person interview tomorrow at 5:30 with this other company, but the lady sucks at emailing, so I'm not even sure if she's going to see me tomorrow or not. So I have to wait for her to email me back and let me know if she wants to do it tomorrow at 5:30 or not. But anyway, so I've been trying to get another job, you guys. I've been busting my butt. I literally do applications every freaking day. All day long. Even when I'm at work, in between patients, on my lunch break, I'm doing applications all day, and I'm getting phone calls and stuff, or emails. But some people don't email you back. So it's like, this one lady emailed me last week about a medical assistant job. She said, give me the dates and times you can come meet me. I told her, and she never emailed me back, even forwarded the email back, and she never responded. So I was like, oh well, I can't force nobody to respond. Like, that's so ridiculous. Like, why would you ask me a question in my email and then you don't respond back? So it's just like, I'm dealing with a lot of unprofessional people, honestly. A lot of these businesses are not professional, you guys. Like, they do not call you back. They'll interview you. They don't call you back and tell you they didn't get the job, even though they tell you they will. A lot of them don't respond back to my emails after they are the ones that are emailing me. So it's like, that's the reason I think I haven't gotten a job so far, is because it's no professionalism so far in these interviews. It's like, if you don't go with me, that's fine, but at least tell me that you hired somebody else or something. Instead of having me waiting weeks and weeks and never getting hired. Like, I've done so many interviews thinking I did great, and the interviewer hyped me up like, you did so good, and then I never get a call back. So right now, it's just that struggle of just trying to find another job, you guys. And that's a struggle right now. So, because I feel like at my job, I'm walking on eggshells every day. I never know if I'm going to get fired, if I'm going to have a job. So for me, it's like, I'm trying to hurry up and get a job because I don't know what could happen. So pray for me, guys, that I eventually, hopefully, will get a job soon. I'm hoping to have a job, hopefully, because I started looking for employment in February. So hopefully by April or May, I will have a job, because my boss is going to be back at work eventually, and I want to be gone before. My supervisor is out of work right now. She's working at home because she broke her leg. So I'm hoping to have another job before she comes back to work, because I don't want to work there anymore. So I'm hoping to have a job at least by sometime this month, or April or May. I'm hoping, you guys, but I don't know what's gonna happen. So, you know, also something that I've been doing to help me with my depression and stuff, I've been doing a lot of TikToks. You know, TikTok was like, I don't want to do TikToks, but I've been on there a lot lately, TikToking my butt off. So I make videos like 3 times a day, at least when I'm home, because at work I can't really make them like I want to. But I've been doing a lot of TikToks and things like that, so that's been helping me. But yeah, but other than that, like, it's just work. I'm still trying to heal. I'm still in my healing process, and I'm just not in a space where I want to do therapy. I know a lot of you are thinking, like, I would tell you guys therapy works, and it does work, but for me, like, I'm not ready to sit down and talk to my therapist about everything going on right now. I just can't do it. I've canceled a lot of our appointments here lately, and I was supposed to see her tomorrow at 5, but I can't. I emailed her to cancel. She never responded back. So I'm going to have to call her office on Monday morning and let them know that I'm not making the appointment because I just don't want to do it. Eventually, I will go back to therapy, but right now, I have so many other things I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get another job. I'm trying to get a car. I'm trying to get my own place. I have so many other things my money could be going towards. And then it's just like, I'm not ready to have a conversation with her about what's going on with me right now. I'm just not in that space yet. Once everything kind of comes together more, I'll be able to talk to her. But right now, I'm not ready to talk to anybody about what's going on with me. Because I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with me myself, you know. So, I'm not ready to have these conversations or to really do anything right now. So, yeah, that's basically kind of where I'm at right now. Like, I'm just trying to figure everything out. Like I said, my guy best friend D, who I talk to we used to talk every day, all day long. You know, we're on the phone playing together. We used to talk every day, all day long. Me and him don't even hardly talk anymore like we used to. And it's not because of, like, we had a falling out. It's just because I've been so depressed. I barely reach out to him. And then when we do talk, the conversations are not as long as they used to be because he's working so much now. He's, like, putting in extra hours. So he's not able to talk to me as much. We try to say good morning to each other every day and we have a little brief conversation, but it's not as much as it used to be. A lot of it is me because I just don't text him like I used to because I've just been so depressed. I don't really want to talk to him about what's going on with me because he has his own issues and I really just don't know what to say. But yeah, it sucks. I do miss him a lot. Like, the last time we saw each other was like 2 weeks ago. And I haven't seen him since because we both, like I said, we're just both so busy with work and our children and things like that. We just don't have time to see each other, which sucks, but it's the reality right now. I do miss him a lot, though, you guys. I miss our conversations, but I used to get mad and blow up if, like, oh, he didn't text or call me. But I look at it now, it's like, we're both busy. I'm going through things. He's going through things. He's working. I'm working. And some friendships are like that. You don't talk to your best friend every single day, but when you do talk to them, you know that there's still love there. You know that there's still friendship there. And it's just the reality because a lot of people, friendships are like that. You're not going to talk to your best friend every single day. Life happens. So I just haven't said, usually I would, you know, the old me would have been like, he's not talking to me every day. I'm a blow up. But I haven't done that because I'm like, I know I'm dealing with my own stuff right now. I know he's dealing with his own stuff. And it's just like, it is what it is. I'm trying to focus on myself right now, so I can't really worry too much about the things happening around me or the people around me. So basically that's been happening, and I just haven't been talking to anybody in my phone. My phone is dry, what they say, dry. I don't talk to nobody in my phone, really. Just like a few family members, and that's it, because there's nobody I really want to text or talk to be honest anyway. And I'm not trying to do anything. Like I said, I'm not on any dating sites. I'm not doing anything. Like, I cut everything out because I felt like, why am I on here? It was like all these wrong reasons of why I was on the sites. It was like, I'm here, but why am I here? I don't need to be on here. It was like, because at the end of the day, everything people want from me, I wouldn't have been able to give them anyway. And I'm just on this tip, like, I just rather be friends with people. And some people don't understand that. They want you to, oh, you gotta be more than my friend and blah blah. Like, no, I'm not in a place that I want to be more than friends with anybody right now. So anybody who I encounter or meet, like, they gotta be okay with just being my friend. I don't want anything from that person, and they gotta understand that. And some people are gonna want more. They're gonna be like, oh, I want friends, I want this. And it's like, no, but they want more than friends, and I can't give anybody that. And honestly, I don't even know when my year is up in November of being single for you. I've been single, guys, and my year of being single will be up in November of this year, November 6th. And honestly, I don't even know when my year is up if I'm going to want to be in a relationship with anybody then, because I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't really worry about those things too much, to be honest with you, because I have so many other things going on in my life. So yeah, guys, it's been a little rough, but I've just been staying to myself, trying to push through. I'm mostly around my family a lot, and that's it. And yeah, I don't know. And that's one reason I feel bad. Like, I miss being able to come to the podcast, being able to give you guys such amazing content. And I haven't been able to do that because I've been just having so many other things going on. And I feel bad because I know at last year, at the end of last year, I was like, I'm going to give you guys all this great content. We're going to talk about other things outside my personal life, mental health, and I want to do that so much with you guys, but it's so hard for me to get on here and record when I'm not feeling like myself, when I don't feel well. It's hard to record, honestly. Like, let me tell you guys something. The last time I posted on Instagram, like before yesterday, it was probably like I hadn't posted since January. And the only reason I posted yesterday because it was my daughter's birthday and I wanted to put a happy birthday post so family and friends could see it, and that was it. But other than that, I don't even post on Instagram anymore. I don't post on there. I get on, when I do use Instagram, it's just to scroll through my pages, see my friends' pictures and stuff, and that's it. And then you guys know I don't use Facebook. I don't use Snapchat. And like I said, I've been getting into TikTok. I don't do YouTube because I just don't want to do YouTube. And basically, I haven't really been doing anything in my phone or doing just anything, you guys. I've just been kind of to myself. And that's basically what I've been doing. Like, I don't know what else to say about it. Like, I've just been to myself. It's sad, but in some sense, I'd rather stay that way because I can't talk to anybody about what I'm going through. I don't even know. A lot of you listening are probably like, why can't she tell us more? What's really going on with her? Because half of it, I don't even know myself about what's going on with me. Be real with you. I don't know. It's like, I'm still trying to figure it out myself. You guys know I'm still healing myself. I'm in a healing process. And just with that and personal things going on, it's just a lot. So I haven't really wanted to talk to anybody about it. So coming on here telling you guys, like, I haven't been my full self, it's hard because I don't really know. And it's hard to tell you guys when I'll upload again or if I'll be able to upload again or things like that. And I wish I could give you guys set dates on my uploads or tell you guys when I'll be present, but I don't even know myself because I haven't been on social media like that, you guys. I just haven't. I just basically been doing my own thing, staying to myself. Tomorrow I have to go back to work, and I don't want to even go back there, but I have to. I feel like there's no escape. I mean, and then a lot of it is I'm just not where I want to be in my life either. I feel like I look around at my friends, and they're where they want to be. They got their houses. They got their dream cars. They have their little families. And I'm looking at my life like it's still some things I want to do. Yeah, I went back to school. I got my degree in medical assisting. I did all these things, but I had to have a beautiful daughter. But it's like I'm still not where I want to be in my life. Like, you know, I'm still ready. I'm not where I want to be fully. I'm just not. That affects me too a lot because I'm still pushing to get there. But I don't care. No matter what I go through in my life, you guys, I'm still going to be an example. Being as a single mom to my daughter, I'm still going to be an example to her. I'm still going to show her that you can achieve anything you want in this world. I'm still going to get I'm supposed to be getting a new car. I was supposed to get it last month, but I decided to wait. So I'm probably going to get my new car. If not this month, probably in April, I'll get my new car. Then I'll start looking for the townhouse that I want for me and my daughter. So it's going to happen. It's just a slow process, and that's okay. But yeah, it's just a lot of things going on, you guys. And I just haven't been able to talk to anybody. I can't even talk to my family or friends about it. So that's just where everything is right now. Yep. So I hope that eventually I'll be able to come back on here like every day and record. I remember, like I said, I used to record twice a day when I first started this podcast. But it's like a lot of it is my job too. It's like when I'm working, I can't really record. Then when I get off work, I gotta pick my daughter up and we gotta come straight home. And everything's changing in my life right now. Like, my daughter's gonna be going to school this fall, so I'm trying to focus on that. I just register her for school, and we have so many things going on with that. She has to eventually go to daycare. My aunt is like going back to work soon, so there's so many things that I'm trying to deal with and come to the realization with, because I don't know what to do or what's going on. And it's just a lot. Like I said, I'm trying to prepare my life for all these changes, prepare my daughter to go to daycare. It's just so much going on in my life right now. So, like I said, that's why I haven't been wanting to record. I just have a lot going on. Don't worry too much about me, guys. Just pray for me, and I'll pray for you, and hopefully it'll get better soon. You guys know whenever I land a new job, whenever I get my car, whenever I get my house, I want to keep you guys updated. No matter what I do in my life, I always update you guys, and I'll keep you guys updated on what's happening and what's going on. I try to stay strong. And whoever's listening, if you're going through something, just pray and try to stay strong. Just know that you're going to get through it. And that's all I really can do for right now, you guys. I'm not going to promise you guys I'm going to upload next week or next month or whatever, because I really don't know. My upload schedule is all over the place right now with so much going on, but I will try to do the best I can for you guys. And again, I'm going to be recording another episode this afternoon for you guys, talking about my diet and things like that. So let's look out for that, you guys. That is going to be recorded today, I promise. So I'm going to go ahead and upload this recording that I'm doing now, so I don't forget, because I always forget. And this ends up all these uploads. It's so many recordings I made for you guys that are in my library because I keep forgetting to upload them. All right, guys. So I'm going to end this. Peace and love. Stay strong.